Well, let's speak with someone from Congress. It's a pleasure to welcome to the program for the first time Democratic Congressman from New Jersey, Bill Pascrell Jr. He was one of those who showed up at the Elizabeth Detention Center Sunday. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Len. How are you this morning?
Doing fine, and I just want your reaction because you are a Democrat in Congress, and the President of the United States and all of his supporters say it's the Democrats who have to fix this. What say you?
I think the Homeland Security Secretary is totally out to lunch. For her to even imply that we do not, first of all, care about the law, that we're turning our backs on the law, when she's trying to defend a policy that's not defensible, really, really is the height of chutzpah. But, you know, she'll dog it along in her job, as has happened in the past, and she's turned out to be another lapdog. The session says one thing. The Secretary of Homeland Security says a totally different thing. So they have to get their act together because obviously they don't now.
Congressman, is there any scenario that Democrats would meet with the president and try to hammer out a sensible immigration policy? Or as long as he demands a wall, you are not going to sit down with him?
Well, the wall is out of our book right now, number one. We want defense at the border. There's no question about it. By the way, guys, we have four borders, and we were attacked from the north, not the south. I've never met a Mexican terrorist in my life, nor have read about any Mexican terrorist or Honduras terrorists. We don't want those people in our country. We understand that. Everybody understands that. But when you take children and use them as pawns, there is no excuse whatsoever. And until the president changes his mind about this particular policy, what is there to discuss? We've been through this. For 10 years, we've had immigration bills of various sorts in front of the Congress for 10 years. We've never come to an agreement except when the Senate voted overwhelmingly 8 years ago for a immigration bill, which most of them turned their backs on afterwards. So we've been through this and done it. So they're going to have to come up something much more substantial than these two lollipops that they've offered up.
But, Congressman, you said a fence is fine, but what's the problem then with a wall?
Because we don't need a wall. We don't need walls. What we need is in certain areas, we need fencing. We need part of a wall, perhaps, which we've done already. But to make this the end-all, to say that we're going to solve all our problems. People dig under walls, they go over walls. Who the heck are we kidding? It's simply a political symbol. That's what it is. That's all it has become. And it should not be the essence. It should not be the center of any immigration policy. Because we're talking about people that come here from all over the world, not just from the South.
Hey, Congressman, we've got about a minute left. Congressman, we're on with Bill Pascrell, a Democrat from New Jersey. Before we run, is there a quick fix to this issue of families and kids being separated? You were at the detention center. You saw some of this up close. Is there a quick fix we can have?
Well, I don't know whether it's quick or not, but the president has the power to say this must cease and desist, and we have to back away from this policy. I've seen the parents. I've seen what these fathers on Father's Day were going through and trying to explain to me in the best that they could what they were feeling inside about how they hadn't seen their children in so long. I mean, when you experience one thing, read about it, it's a totally different thing. And this is not what we are. This is not what we stand for. But to place one party as being all concerned about law and order and the other party doesn't give a damn, I'm not for open borders. We have rules. The government has a right to know who's coming into this country and who's leaving this country. And when you try to paint us with a broad brush, it's like painting Republicans with a broad brush. It shouldn't be, and that's not the American way. And this policy is not in the American America that I want.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Congressman Bill Pascrell from New Jersey, appreciate your insight, your thoughts. I'm glad you joined us on the program this morning, Congressman.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Congressman.